everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, You Tease Me With Your Eyes. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. If you are being trolled in some nasty way, and you are unwilling to return the favor, check out this article. If someone is making fun of you, you do not always need to return the favor with a funny joke. There are an infinite amount of jokes that people can tell each other, and there are only so many ways you can respond. As I always say, as you are reading through a few examples, try not to obsess over whether or not you personally think each of them is funny, or whether or not you can imagine using these exact words. For instance, your friends are saying that your t-shirt looks incredible, they are clearly mocking you about how it is overly loud and trying. Some might be worried that it will look dull, like you cannot keep up. To get specific, they might be bad at responding when someone mocks them at the beginning. Some people's lack of ability to verbally spar can make everybody harass them even more, and they do not like to feel like the group punching bag, even when their friends mean well. Some people feel that they are bad at sparring, and they are worried that this makes them less attractive to be around. Sometimes, you cannot think of a great rejoinder, or just do not feel like it. If you know somebody who has cross eye, be the friend that does not make fun of them. It is pretty normal for girlfriends to make fun of you with other girls, but if one girl goes above and beyond by connecting you to others, then definitely there is more going on. The teasing may even be because she is likely still in denial, trying to convince herself she is really not into you. If curiosity seems to kill the girl, you certainly have another sign. There is so much that you can learn about her feelings by how she reacts to jokes. There is a specific look that is visible in the girl's eyes, and it is pretty easy to pick up on it if you are paying close enough attention. You know that she is looking at you when you are talking to somebody, you know she is paying attention to how you are talking, she is paying attention whether or not you are checking out the other women passing by, she is listening to every word that you say, even when you are not talking to her. You know that you are into the girl, everyone else around you is also paying attention, but nobody knows whether or not the girl is into you back. My family used to lovingly mock my mom, who was really short, just like her mom, like her grandma. I hated Do Not Stand So Close to Me, and the other song, which was about a big boy like the girls who are too young for him, an older boy, which I forgot the title of, which came out around the same time, when I was 13. I sang and danced and loved my favorites from the day before, never even noticed the inappropriate lyrics. I loved a lot of those songs myself, and I never really stopped to think about what I was singing. I always loved the musicianship in Skynyrd's Free Bird, but did do an eye roll over a few lyrics. I will freely admit I certainly sang along with this and other memorable songs, and I have never thought about the lyrics at all. You might love that song from 1968 just like I do, but if this was released today, the lyrics would raise more than a few eyebrows. If you are like me, and love this country song because you grew up with it, I understand. Honey come back well, honey, I know I said this so many times before I said, I am not going to say this anymore. I suppose I should not have said it in the first place because you were supposed to be his, but I just cannot let you go. But I am telling you just how much I love you, so that is why I am gonna say this one more time. Honey come back well honey, I know I have said it many times before I said I would never say it again. I guess I should not say anything at all since you are supposed to belong to him, but I just cannot let you go, but I am telling you just how much I love you, so that is why I am gonna say it one more time. I know those glowing lights are called honey honey big fine cars fancy clothes, but if ever you want somebody just love you and one day just maybe give me a ring, you know where I am, and here's what I am going to say. I am called as an echo from the passing train the one last time, crying out for help before it's gone off to far away hills and dead. I am sending a message as a ship on the sea that is drowning in distress, but only you can throw out the lifeline for me. Honey, come back, I simply cannot take every single day alone anymore, the last time I held.
Honey seemed 100 years ago, back into her arms, never knowing the pleasures of love, which once tasted just like honey, come back to where you belong only to me. Many people are not going to like what Carla Schapp has just said, but I still stand by it. If you would like, you can fill out our questionnaire as well, and we will definitely be back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.